Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about the state of the black family. There's so many technical terms out here, boundaries and co-parent and I know my worth and settling for less and I rather be alone and I rather be happy. All BS. We need to go back to the drawing board because it seems that the black family structure was stronger and thrived more back in slavery times and thereafter. But now with the choice that we have, the choice to choose our partner, to choose because they're cute or they're fine or they're sexy, or if they got a big butt or a big thing, wang, or if their hair is curly, if their eyes is this color, if their skin tone is that color, it seems that now since we have a choice to pick, we're not even evaluating this person as a whole. We're just going strictly off of looks. We're not going off of their family. Back in the day, you used to meet with the families and see if your families mesh together. If you did, then that would be a great match for you. That's why today, when couples get together, they ended up apart or isolating themselves from their family or sneaking and talking to their family because the families don't like each other, because the couple is really not compatible. They're unequally yoked. One family thinks they're better than the other and vice versa. What we need to do as a community, we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to create laws. There is nothing governing our emotions and our actions. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm not talking about anything. There are rules. There are rules in states and countries. There are rules on planes and trains and boats. There are rules. But somehow, when dating in the black community, it's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Everyone does what they want to do. Everyone does what's best for them. Everyone's dating for self-fulfilling pleasure. No one really even loves anymore, because what they don't tell you is love is hard. I'm not talking about it's hard because one of your partners are cheating. I'm not talking about it's hard because one of your partners are not giving their all towards the relationship. I'm not talking about relationship is hard because you're in the relationship by yourself. I'm talking about love is hard. Love is hard because you have to unpack your trauma while that person is unpacking their trauma. You have to combine your spirits together and your flesh together as one. You may create a legacy. You may merge two families, and you will have challenges in the world, and you will have demons and devils that want to break apart your union. And the devil has been very successful, and we're using words like co-parenting, like if that's what's best for a child. What's best is for a child is to have both parents from the womb to the tomb, right? I think a kid's happiness, after you decide to have a kid's happiness supersedes an adult's happiness. And that's an unpopular opinion. Because the second you decide to have a child, you decide to bring life into this world, why should they suffer? Why should they feel like half of a person? Why should they not have a mother? Why shouldn't they not have a father? Why should, you know, oh, he can be with the mother from this age to that age, and then after that, he goes off with his father. No. A child needs both parents from the womb to the tomb. Period. There's no laws in our community. We date for pleasure. We date for pleasure that satisfies our sexual needs and our emotional insecurities. Our happiness is ahead of our children's happiness. Everyone's selfish. Nobody cares about anybody. We only care about who makes us feel good. And that's unrealistic, because nothing in life is always good. There's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be conflict. And with those challenges and conflict, comes growth. And since a lot of people avoid going through the challenges and avoid going through the hard times, or the hard times that they do go through that they brought on themselves, they get angry, they get bitter, they get mad. They blame it on the world. And then they bring even more negative energy to themselves. And then they make life for other people around them miserable and unbearable. Again, an innocent child was brought into this world. They did not ask for one parent. They did not ask for no parents. They did not ask to come here and for parents to be evil and fighting and vindictive and fighting each other. They did not ask for one side of the family. It takes a village to raise a child. That means parents, grandparents, and if they're lucky, great-grands, and so on and so forth. But what's going on in our community needs to stop. Men told us as women that they are protectors and providers. Any man that doesn't have a woman says to me that he is less of a man and does not want to be a man because he does not want to protect and provide for a woman. That is woman's logic against a man's logic, who told us that a man is supposed to protect and provide. So if a man does not protect and provide, then he's not a man. Women have no problem being submissive. Women only can be submissive to a man that is one with God. A woman will not submit to a man who is an evildoer. A woman will not submit to a man who does not have leadership. A woman will not submit to a man who doesn't keep his word. A lot of men are so suppressed in the world that they want to come home and suppress their women. They want their women to follow them because that will make them feel better about them being nobodies in the world, because they have done nothing to become somebody in the world. And what that does is that muffles that woman and her spirit and her challenge in life and what she's supposed to do and her purpose. It muffles that. And then she grows to resent. And she grows to hate. And she goes looking outside. And he goes looking outside because he feels unsupported. When it's really just two immature people that's being selfish, not caring about each other, not caring about themselves, not caring about the union that is depending and counting on them. And they're letting the enemy come in and divide and conquer and destroy. Destroy the black bond, the black unit, and the black family. If these kids are continuously being raised in co-parent households, it's not good. Children need both parents from the womb to the tomb. If you guys are not going to be together anymore, get a duplex. Somebody lives up, somebody lives down. Get a side-by-side. Someone lives on the right, somebody lives on the left. Live on the same block. You have to work together. And if people would work together with the women and the men that they had children with, there would be a lot less illegitimate children that are being emotionally abused from the lack thereof of having absent parents, or, because this is the hidden parenting, present absent parents. Parents who are physically live in the house with their kids, but are not able to parent their kids because they are depressed, or because they are sad, or because they are uneducated, or because they are ignorant. We have to come together. We have to make laws. We have to make laws. We have to stand on things. Cheating is not acceptable. Divorce is not acceptable. Co-parenting is not acceptable. We are going to come together as a union, and we are going to be a family. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we created a child, and we have to make sure that this child grows up to be a whole human being. So if I have to be unhappy until this child turns 18 and goes off to college, it's for the greater good. And the greater good is that our legacy and our child has the best shot at life. But how can a child have the best shot at life when his or her own parents have not boosted them or set them up for life? Then they go out into the world a half a person. And you know what happens in the world to people, period. But then think about your child that you sent out into the world a half a person. And then the world is going to do what the world does, right? And then that half is going to become what? So while you're thinking of your own selfish needs, remember one day you're going to get old. Remember that sleeping around, remember that playing with people's feelings and emotions, remember that one day you're going to be alone and you're going to wish that you were good to the same and very people that you have been an asshole to, that you have been a bitch to. You are going to wish that you were good to those people because you know that those people would have been there for you in your hard times. But you chose hate. You chose evil. You chose wickedness. And now you will suffer the consequence. And no one is going to care. And no one is going to come visit you. And no one's going to come see about you. And no one's going to help you. Because you lived your life being selfish and only thinking of you. And when you can no longer do for you, no one else will. And the same very people who are going to be paid to help you are going to be paid on the bottom of the totem pole. The very people that you look down on and turn your nose up on, those are the very people that are going to be your caregivers and your caretakers. And that's funny because it always comes full circle. The very people that you think are beneath you and you don't need are the very people that you depend on to take care of you. Again, we have to come up with laws because free for all, anything goes is not working for us. It's just a suggestion. It's just the start of a conversation, a community conversation that needs to happen. Again, this is your girl Tia here with Tia Talks. And thanks for listening.